playoffs, what your general manager has said, that this is the excitement you talked about as you put ink to paper and signed with this team.
Yeah, you know, I came in yesterday. They had the season ticket holders party. You got to meet a lot of the fans there, and it was buzzing. I mean, it was really something special to see the excitement from the fans. As a player, you're excited to be a part of this too. You know, the team is serious about winning this year, and that's why you play the game.
For somebody with your workload, not just career-wise, but every year, just the amount of pitching that you do, how do you balance resting your arm with keeping it in shape?
It's always a challenge. So I like to, early on in spring training, try to, I wouldn't say, blow it out necessarily, but, have a pretty strong workload. So that way when the season starts, I'm conditioned to be able to handle it. So in off season, I'm pushing myself in the weight room during spring training. We're going to talk about kind of what I like to do in terms of workload to be able to prepare myself from game one on through the rest of the season without, having any sort of setback where I'm injured or really sore. Like, I feel like if I push it early, it's like training for a marathon. The rest of it kind of becomes a lot easier.
You've been in the big leagues for a little while, a handful of teams. The workload, like you mentioned, has been high. We were just talking with the show before us in transition about the difference between, the guy in the bullpen that wants to be the mentor, like dad kind of or whatever. And then there's the guy who's happy to share some tricks of the trade. And then there's the other guy that you don't go by, right? You don't move around that chair. And when he gets up and moving around, the bullpen sits still and quiet. Where do you see those roles kind of evolving as baseball gets, its next generation in? What is the role of the mentor, if there is one, as a player now?
Yeah, I mean, as a teammate and, I've kind of been around the game for a little while now, you kind of want to be the guy that, helps the guys around you get better and by any means necessary, I've always tried to take pride in that, having those conversations to help young guys think through pitch sequencing or how they go about their routine, how to become consistent every day, big league ball player. You try to work those conversations in there because at the end of the day, you're employed by the White Sox. They're paying you to pitch, but really you want to make the team, if you can, that much better. And that's what makes you a good teammate. That's what makes you, want to be able to get out there and play every day, is to make the guys around you better.
How have you played out the scenarios with the new rule of the minimum of three batters faced unless you end an inning, what that's going to mean to how we think of handedness in matchups, what pitches you're throwing, which guys, because I'm sure there are unintended consequences that we're just going to find out as we go.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was fortunate enough to close ball games for a couple of years and so I had to go out there and pitch entire innings, at one point in my career. So, for me, it's not going to be any different, really. I think what you'll see is, as matchups play out, like, guys are going to be, pitching in different innings. Instead of having you'll still have it, like a solid seventh, a solid eighth inning guy like you did when I first got called up. If there's a string of lefties coming up, you might not see, and I don't know this, but you might not see, someone like me, a sideharmer, face a string of lefties. Might wait till the next inning when there's a, the righties are coming up. It just kind of depends on the situation. But I know for me, like, I've pretty much done it all at this point in my career, so I'm ready for anything that comes my way.
Do you think, because you've done it all, do you think there might be more value, like, league-wide for a guy who can maybe end an inning and start the next one? I'm thinking, like, get the last out and then deal with the